This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Last week at this time, Member Care Radio's Scott Hollinger began a conversation with Diane and Cheryl, two ladies who set up an organization, a national network of parents of cross-cultural Christian workers. Well, they're back with us, and we're going to listen in on some more of their conversation.
On our last time together, we looked at why relationships with parents are important. And one of the points was the fact that parents can become big supporters and champions of their children who work in Christian work and Christian ministry. So let's talk a little bit about that, as well as the stumbling blocks that get in the way of good relationships with the parents.
I can speak as a parent who really had no interest whatsoever until the day my daughter called me and said, "We're going to Bosnia for 10 weeks. What do you think? Or what would you think of that? We're thinking about going." And that started us off on this whole journey. I can honestly say that through the process of learning to be real about my emotions and to be able to say, "This is how I'm feeling," through all of that, I mean, there was never a question that I was going to support my daughter or not.
Right.
My husband, I will say, at the time that the kids were going on this 10-week internship, as they were making their plans, the war in Kosovo had just broken out. And we knew that Bosnia and Kosovo were rather close together. We didn't know much more than that, I'm ashamed to admit. But I remember my husband standing in the church aisle after the service, talking to the minister, going, "Not her, not there, not now." And so that's kind of where we started, knowing nothing and being extremely apprehensive. Mm. And where have we gotten to? Well, now we've got this ministry to encourage parents in their role. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I became a supporter that became part of my identity, and it just changed how I think. It opened up the world to me, and it certainly allowed me to learn how to support my kids while they were on the field, to show interest in what they were doing and to pray more and just to be what they needed their parents to be.
I think a key perspective that we've developed is that this is a journey, and we use that word in the book a lot, that parents do begin in sometimes apprehension, sometimes shock if the news of this decision is sprung on them, grief. But our purpose is to validate there's nothing wrong with you and then help them move to a place of adjustment. And part of that adjustment is becoming enthusiastic supporters of the work. And what happens is the parents' world ends up getting broadened.
Yeah.
So how many trips did you make to the field?
We went to Bosnia twice.
Okay.
In those 5 years. It was wonderful. So wonderful to, on the first trip, to see where they were living and how much of a home they had created for themselves, to meet all the many, many people that they had gotten to know in their city, just to experience their life. Yeah, you can't have an experience like that and stay the same and not care, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
And we were fortunate that we went again shortly before the kids returned. And at that time, nobody knew that they would be returning.
Right.
So we're really glad that we went and got to see them in a second apartment and to see how their lives had developed and experience all that again.
Well, as someone who has worked overseas, I can tell you how much that must have meant to your children, because I have so many friends across so many places in this world that I know would love to meet my family. It would mean a lot to them, let alone to my parents to meet them. And I'd love for my parents to be able to meet some of the people that I have been able to work with and privileged to work with, whether it's been in the Caribbean or in Asia, that are just amazing Christians and are doing so much.
Right. Mm-hmm. I remember, too, someone wrote in the book, I forget what country she was in, but how important family is in that culture.
Right.
And so for this mother to come and partake in the life of the community was a really good witness.
Nice credibility.
To the people that she was working with.
And I've been on the field as a year in the Philippines and teaching in India, and I just know from my own experience that leaving here and actually being in these on other soil and falling in love with the people and seeing the excitement of the work is how we become enthusiastic and how we become supportive. And it's hard to understand when you're hearing about it from somebody giving a report in your Sunday school class, as opposed to going there and sharing a meal and seeing the smiling faces and hearing the testimonies. And so,
One of the things that you have here is that can be a stumbling block is busyness. And I know certainly I have been very guilty of that when I've been working, because that becomes my life. And I can forget just how important it is for me to connect with my parents and my family.
The anecdote that comes to my mind from our original support group, we had a mom in our group who was anticipating her Christian worker's son's furlough, and she was sort of commiserating because, as in the past, she knew she would hardly see him, that he had so many meetings to go to. And we as a group kind of encouraged her to say to him in advance, I would like you to schedule some time with me. And I remember her response was, can I do that? It's just very revealing that parents don't feel entitled to take time because there is so much pressure put on the Christian workers and with what they're doing. And so there can be the business, maybe the sending organizations or the church leaders' attitude that the work is what counts. And so the meetings get scheduled and raising support and all of this, but not understanding that at the heart level and at the emotional energy and well-being and psychological level, that closeness and the solidarity in the family is as important to the work as the practical considerations, I think, many times. At least it's undervalued, I believe.
I know my daughter and son-in-law liked being very present where they were and didn't like to have too many distractions in their everyday life. So we didn't have, although we could have emailed daily and that sort of thing, they knew that we wanted to hear from them, and we knew that we would on a regular basis. It just wouldn't be as often as we might have liked. But when we did talk on the phone, which we did do, we always talked for about an hour and a half. So it might have been every 2 or 3 weeks, maybe once a month, but it was a long conversation. It was the way they chose to communicate with us, and we chose to accept that. Busyness, yes, parents need to realize that you have your work, you have your family life like anyone else. But then on the worker side, they need to be cognizant.
Right.
This bond is important, and I need to invest some time in it to keep it strong, and especially when there are grandchildren.
So balance, staying away from the extremes, not overemphasizing either, but including.
Yeah.
And that's a theme of our book. We talk about both and. It doesn't have to be either or.
One thing that I'll bring up is the whole aspect of technology and being able to stay in touch with your children who are Christian workers, even if they are in a remote place where the internet may not be real reliable, they may know of a place they can go to get to the internet. And so we have these great ways of staying in touch. But the thing that I want to get your reaction to, though, is in regards to the parents, because we as parents are getting younger. we're maybe not so afraid of technology, but I know that my parents, for example, they're in their 70s. They just don't want to actually have anything to do with that technology. And so, you know, react to a Christian worker who says, look, mom and dad, I really want to talk to you on Skype. It's available where I'm at. You know, all you have to do is learn how to use the computer and learn how to use Skype. Or have somebody in the church that will help you do that.
Right.
What's your reaction to that?
That's been a focus that we have taken. We actually had a meeting. We went over to Cincinnati Christian University and had a workshop even for our parents in our group to make sure everybody was up to speed. And in their original support group, we sent that same mom to work with somebody in the church.
email. Connie wasn't even emailing at the time.
She didn't know how to
use
email.
We made sure that she did. I think it's really important for older parents to be willing to try new things. Everything I know about technology, I've pretty much taught myself. And I can do a lot of things, but there are things beyond me. And I think other parents find themselves in the same situation, but at a little bit lower level. They really need someone to come in, you know, get it set up, get it purchased, get it set up, and then show them how to use it and be available to help them if something goes wrong. But once you start someone emailing or Skyping or Facebooking or whatever, they won't want to quit.
Right.
We watched Connie's excitement when she came to later meetings, and she was really excited that she was doing it. But I think that's a good point that the Christian worker might enlist someone.
Right.
Or the agency or the church.
And you may have to come alongside and coax and nudge the parents if there's that reluctance, because it's critical. And it's, you know, I feel sad for the families 50 years ago who were separated by the miles.
But and I would say to the parents who haven't tried it yet, try it. I don't know how to communicate, but the relief or the satisfaction that I would experience after, say, you know, a half hour on Skype with my daughter when I hadn't heard from her for the last couple of weeks was just amazing.
Yes, that's true.
When you can, every mother knows this, when you can see your child and hear their voice and look in their eyes, you know how they're doing. And so to be able to do that thousands of miles distance is fabulous.
It's such a gift from God. We have to.
And do you remember the story in here that was so good about the grandmother
hospital stay?
Her daughter, the Christian worker, had to go to the hospital, and there were two grandchildren at home, and the husband Skyped the grandmother here in the States. And in the course of that conversation, the grandmother asked how the kids were doing, and they were very sad. And so she read a favorite storybook to the littlest one and the older one listening.
Showed the pages.
Showed the pictures. And
that's great.
Just got everybody all calmed down.
That's
thousands
great.
Of miles apart.
Right.
That's fabulous.
It's a great story. Frida wrote
it
that
is.
Story.
Thanks, Scott and Diane and Cheryl. We'll look forward to your next visit when we can learn some more about how we can perhaps improve the relationships of the cross-cultural Christian workers overseas and their parents.
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.